Three of Hearts is a podcast of queer joy and silly laughs coupled with sad people and grave danger. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Previously on Three of Hearts. Agents Vellum and Felspar were imprisoned by Governor Thorne and placed in separate cells. Bar talked to his aunt Luna Vella about his decision to give up much of his lifespan to the Godex Kronoshava. A grieving Luna Vella told Spar that his cousin Joaquin is a vampire who has been secretly drinking Luna Vella's blood for years, and his increasing appetite is killing her. Vellum, meanwhile, was visited by his uncle's lab assistant Betty, who was seemingly about to steal his blood before revealing herself to be Tatiana in disguise and instead breaking him out of his cell. The two went on to break out Spar, who proceeded to free everyone else in the jail before making their way to a rendezvous with Brunhilde, who was waiting with the getaway car nearby. Before they made it there, however, they heard the engines of motorcycles as Governor Thorne and her Bramble Guard began their pursuit.
Just outside the constabulary, just as a reminder, Tatiana told you that Brunhilde has a truck waiting not too far. So, I mean, assuming you guys are cool with that, she would try to lead you in the direction of that truck.
Yeah,
sounds great.
Okay. Everyone flip either agility athletics or agility stealth to try to get to the truck quickly and unseen by the motorcycle riding people, whoever they are.
Agility sneaking?
Or agility athletics.
Okay. I was confused for a second because I was like, there's no stealth. I thought I had stealth.
Oh.
No.
Your stealth is sneaky. Agility is 3 and athletics and sneaking are both 2 for me. So that's 5 plus 2 is 6, 7. Plus 1 for healthy is 8.
Agility is 1. Sneaking is 2. 1 for eclectic, 1 for healthy. So that's 5 for vellum.
Alrighty. I'll flip. I'll do like a general NPC flip.
So I have 1 success, 1 joker.
I have 1 success.
Okay. And all your NPCs have 2 successes.
Nice.
Okay, this is a pretty easy joker for me. You guys get to the car without being seen, but you do leave some kind of evidence behind that you don't have time to like clean up. So I'm trying to figure out what that might be. Could there be like an article of clothing that maybe gets like you guys like trying to climb a fence and you like lose a shoe or something?
I'm trying to think of something that would be like droppable or leave behind a bowl. What if it's Carnation leaves, like, potaloop prints pretty clearly in our direction?
Sure. Yeah, there's a trail of potaloop prints behind y'all. So you guys get to, like, an alleyway. It's kind of like a big place. It's like a shared alley behind two restaurants, and they use, like, the same dumpster. There is a blue pickup truck kind of beaten up with a Brunhilde in the front. She shouts outside, like, well, she's like, thank heavens, you're all right, but could someone else drive this thing? Last time I drove one of these things was a long time ago, and we've gone a lot faster.
Spar looks at Vellum.
Vellum will drive. He's not driven a non-hover car before, I don't think, but...
We have Ishbala, and she's like a capital D driver, so if Vellum isn't a driver, we should put Ishbala in.
Vellum has 1 in drive, and he did well with the hover car, but I don't know, maybe Ishbala has a practice in driving or something.
The only thing is that I think that cars have to be specially made for crocodilians.
Oh.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, Vellum can drive, and if we gotta, I have more drive than I used to have, so I can use that to drive.
But I'm...
Uh-huh.
All right. Pretty good. Yeah, Spar is, like, handing folks up into the truck and, like, making sure everybody gets in.
All right, let's go.
As you guys were working out who's going to drive, Anya said, if you don't hurry up, I'm going to do it.
Spar shrugs and says, still wouldn't be the worst drive I've ever had.
Tatiana says, sorry.
He touches her shoulder as he's like getting everybody settled and is like, you really should have taken the blindfold off.
oh dear. Okay, so we're in the car. So wait, I'm sorry, who's where?
I'm driving.
There's a passenger seat, and then there's basically a bed of a truck beyond that.
Is there anybody who should necessarily be in the passenger seat? Like anybody we would want up front? Who do we have? Who's with us?
Yeah, sorry. Everybody in the whole game, basically. Okay. So you two, Lunavella, Brunhilde, Anya, Josepha, Tatiana, Carnation.
Let's put Hildy up front so she can direct Vellum. Okay. And also possibly spot things as they go. And Spar wants to talk to Tati once everybody is settled.
Okay. So that happens.
What should I flip for getting us out of here?
What's your tactic? Like, are you trying to go fast? Are you trying to go carefully? Like, how are you approaching this drive?
I think probably faster more than careful.
Okay. So give me agility driving.
Sure, it can't be wit driving. I'm thinking on my feet.
Sure, I'll take wit driving.
Okay. Agility is 3, driving is 1, 1 for eclectic. That last flip we did, was that agility sneak?
Yeah.
So that would be...
You get body and mind, you get +2.
Body and mind again, all right.
And actually, take a +1 for Brunhilde as a navigator.
Okay. All right, we got a King of Hearts, an Ace of Hearts, and a Joker.
Great. So that's 2 successes and a Joker, mm-hmm. The name of our show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to let this ride for a second, the Joker. I'm going to describe what happened to that in a second. But for now, Vellum is able to move pretty quickly, throwing caution to the wind. And with Brunhilde's help, like, taking, you know, all the fastest routes to get across town from the boathouse, which, to be clear, is, like, as across town in Cinderstore as, like, it could be from where you are. Spar, you want to talk to you while you guys are zooming?
Yeah, so 1,000 years ago for us in people time, and less than 24 hours ago for Spar and Tati, Spar sent Tatiana with a vial of his own blood to give to her contact.
It's actually been 2 full days since then, believe it or not.
I don't believe it. I
You have slept twice since that, I promise.
Time is fake.
Okay.
So, yeah, Spar will, like, sort of lean across to Tati. I assume that everybody has sort of pillowed the more injured folk. You know, Lunavella's in rough shape. Josepha's probably not doing so hot. So I'm going to say we, like, piled our coats and jackets and...
made little beds.
Yeah, and helping to, like, hold the more injured folks in place.
Yeah, it is a tight squeeze in this bed, I gotta say. There's a pig in here, just FY.
Yeah, which, you know, that's good, right? Like, when you mail a package, you don't want the contents to move. That's how things break.
That's very true, very true.
So, Spar will lean across to Tati and say, so, how did the blood go?
I mean, he figured out pretty quickly that it wasn't Vellum's blood.
Okay, and you're alive. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't going to kill. I mean, I was in the wind. I was secretly his lab assistant by the time you figured that out.
So when you say he, we do mean Gray?
Gray, yeah.
Okay. And how are things with your dad?
Unmoved. I've been pretty dedicated to the Gray Watch.
Okay.
Which sounds so, like I joined a secret order, but no, I'm just spying on Vellum's uncle.
Uh-huh.
Which could be a secret order, honestly. You know, we might be in the market for one of those.
They're a very mysterious person, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess as long as none of your dad's goons are after you and...
None of Gray's goons are after you.
Vellum's blood is still with Vellum, I guess. Two thumbs up. We survived. We're all okay.
Mm-hmm. She gestures to the situation you guys are in broadly and is like, so far, so good. Subject to change.
I mean, I have continuity of care on this situation. I've been present for this situation.
Gotcha.
The blood situation, I didn't have eyes on that the whole time. So
yeah, it really hasn't developed other than that. I mean, Gray's pretty suspicious now. I mean, he did send me to extract Vellum's blood from him in a jail cell.
Yeah, that's, you know, he shrugs. Family, what can you do?
Mm-hmm. I knocked those guards out with horse tranquilizers.
That's...
I just wanted to share that.
Putting your biology practice to good use.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Biology practice is double meaning in Space Kings. In addition to you guys talking, I imagine that, like, Anya and Josepha are kind of whispering in the corner. And who else is in here? Oh. And Ishbala is kind of, like, just making sure Luna Vella is just, like, staying in the vehicle and okay, because she's the most, like, frail of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine Ishbala's tail is, like, sticking out at the top of the truck. Like, it's the only way to accommodate the room necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this a truck bed with, like, a door on it? Or is it, like, smooth so that if I take a turn too sharply, someone could slip out?
No. There's, like, a lip and a door.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yep. So, speaking of driving, Vellum, you come across a street that is normally a straight shot to the boathouse and is currently blockaded.
Great.
There are basically, like, a bunch of, like, sandbags in the way, and then also constables. You're able to notice there's a good way down the street from the blockade itself, but you're going to have to reroute. And as Brunhilde and Vellum are doing that kind of mental math, you see bright lights in the rear view as three motorcycles are clearly, like, coming your way down the street, like, from behind.
Good and great.
Can I see what's up with the motorcyclists?
Yes. You recognize, well, everything going on here. So the motorcycles are purple and red, the colors of the Bramble Guard. Governor Thorne is riding one of the motorcycles. The other two are occupied by members of the Bramble Guard.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sidecar of Belladonna's, Governor Thorne's, motorcycle, is another member of the Bramble Guard holding a rifle.
Cool and good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Tati didn't happen to, like, I don't know, smuggle any guns with her?
Okay, I'm going to flip a couple cards to see if Tati has a gun.
Honestly, I'm not sure if it's better or worse if Tati has a gun.
Yeah.
Tati has no gun.
Okay.
That was six cards, no successes for Tati having a gun.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably for the best anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, like, I wanted to establish this because of, like, Vellum having his cane and stuff. Like, they treated you, like, mostly well. I imagine that it was actually them who patched you up after the fight in the Atria.
Mm.
And, like, obviously they let Anya keep Carnation and they let Vellum keep his cane. Like, they were trying to have the appearance of not being outwardly hostile, even though they clearly were.
Right.
What's everyone's initiative?
4.
5.
Okay. All right. Exactly what I wanted. I didn't even calculate this initiative at all, but Belladonna's up first. And she says over, like, a megaphone. Seems to be built into her motorcycle. Agents Ishbala, Felspar, and Vellum, you have 10 seconds to pull over and surrender yourselves. Both of your halfling companions can go in this instance. Everyone else is going to come with me. No blood has to be shed. If you don't comply, if you continue to accelerate, shots will be fired. She's using her action. She has an ability called Rat King, which grants lethal one to an ally of her choice. And choosing the gun haver.
Are you sure she's not choosing, I don't know, one of her random Bramble Guards that doesn't have a gun? Just for shits and giggles.
She's choosing a Bramble Guard back home in Vossen Natura.
Yeah.
No. Nope. And now it is Spar's turn.
Can I delay until after Vellum goes?
Sure. We can do the initiative block thing. So it'll be like Thorn, then you two, and then her other people.
What about our NPCs? Do they get to go?
Oh, yeah. I want to steal something from, who was doing this? Oh, Kevin was doing it. I want to steal something from 10 friends. During your block, you can choose one friendly NPC to, like, do something meaningful.
Okay.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
I think since Vellum is driving and Spar is deferring to him on the jailbreak, what Spar does is going to depend on what Vellum does.
Yep, makes sense. Deferring to him on the jailbreak.
No pressure. Okay, Vellum will turn around, you know, partially still keeping his eyes on the road, and yell towards Spar, we keep going?
Your call.
I don't trust her as far as I can throw her, so I think my gut says keep going.
Everybody hold on.
Hold on tight.
Brunhilde says, my wife was on a list of people she was not going to let go, so please keep going.
All right. And I guess Vellum will floor it.
Okay. Now flip agility driving.
Okay.
Now, there's a blockade in front of you. Are you finding an alternate route or are you going through the blockade?
Going through the blockade's probably a bad idea.
If it's sandbags, though, like you should be able to get up and onto it depending on how...
Yeah, you could definitely do it.
Okay.
It's just going to be like it might slow you down.
Okay.
But so we'll be rerouting, and this is the fastest route. So.
I'm going to guess that her people probably know Cindershore fairly well. And or their motorcycles, so they can get around easier if they wanted to surround us if we rerouted.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to go straight for the blockade.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, agility... I don't know if
potentially Braun. Yeah.
I was going to ask. Yeah.
Yeah. Braun driving.
All right. Braun is 2. Driving is 1. 1 for health. 2 for body and mind.
I love Space Kings. Braun driving is a thing we can do.
Okay. We got a king and a 3 of hearts.
That's the name of the podcast.
So that is 4 successes, please.
Beautiful. Okay, you plow through this blockade with, like, relative ease. And, yeah, you go over the sandbags. I mean, good job. I don't know what else to say.
Woo!
You've done it. I mean, for 4 successes, like, yeah, you're still going at a good pace. This is, like, a long straight road that cuts through, like, basically all of Cindershore. It's, like, the main thoroughfare. Like, you can see the boathouse. It's just pretty far away from you.
Okay.
Yep. It's Spar's turn.
He'll turn back around for a second and say, everyone okay?
All good.
Josepha says, as okay as I was when I started this, yes.
Good, good.
I feel like if anybody is going to help us evade the cops, I'd like to tag Tati into this block.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do we each pick someone in our NPC pod to go?
I'd rather, maybe we can alternate who picks per round or something, but I'd rather just do one.
Okay, that's fine. Just making sure I'm on the same page.
Essay, do you want to go first or do you want Tati to go first?
I don't know what I could do, so...
Okay. Alrighty. Tati is... What's a Tati move?
Does she have caltrops?
I really thought she might have caltrops. Like, that occurred to me.
She would.
And we can all agree Tati probably has caltrops on her.
I feel like if all 3 of us have come to it independently.
She just manifest into being.
Well, she did come dressed for a jailbreak, so.
Yeah.
What? I mean, Tati's always dressed for a jailbreak.
What's the caltrop flip, do we think? Something gadgetry? Like, maybe, like, wit gadgetry? Oh, wait, NPCs don't even work that way. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
How do NPCs work?
They have a flat power rating, which is how much they flip, unless it's the thing they're specialized in. But you know what? Okay. I think she probably specialized in this. I'm going to give her that extra flip.
Yeah. Yeah, like, Tati's single descriptor is criminal.
This is probably not even her first getaway today.
All right. It's two successes and a joker. What a familiar beat. Okay. Yeah, I think the joker of this is going to be very unlikely, but it's happening. So she throws the caltrops, and they successfully go on the road right in front of the motorcycles, and I'm going to flip for that in a second. But one of them gets, like, caught under the wheel of the motorcycle and, like, is, like launched ahead of the truck you guys are driving. There's now a single caltrop in the road for Vellum to dodge.
To dodge.
So, Vellum, can you give me an agility driving now to dodge a single caltrop?
Okay.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there are different rules for vehicle, but could Vellum's dodge be used here?
Oh, that's fun. That's genius. Even. Ooh. So, let me flip damage then. It's only for one caltrop, so it's not going to be very much. One dodgeable damage coming your way.
Okay. We'll dodge it.
Okay.
Good choice.
But also a joker.
So should I flip again?
Wait, wasn't the joker the fact that the caltrop...
I just flipped another joker on the damage of the caltrop.
Oh.
So the way I'm going to manifest this is sort of a cosmic joker that I think I could do whatever makes sense with. So I'm going to say in your swerve, you hit a fire hydrant and take one undodgeable damage. But in doing so, you're also going to give the motorcycle even more obstacles to deal with because now there's a fucking fire hydrant spewing water into the street.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So that goes against my health?
I don't know what makes sense. No, I guess the car does. Okay, let me give the car health really quick.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I mean, God willing, we won't be in it for much longer.
Yeah. All right. Truck health. The truck now has... I'm giving the truck... The health is an increment of 2 in this game, right? Or 3?
The health is, 3 times your brawn, so...
Okay.
I feel like trucks are pretty brawny.
Yeah, the truck's gonna have 6 health.
Sure.
Cool.
All right, so now it's at 5. All right, it's the Bramble Guard's turn. So the one with the rifle is just gonna shoot at you before we even deal with the motorcycle stuff. I think specifically is going for, like, the tires of the vehicle you guys are in. That's 3 successes because they got lethal 1. So, Vellum, what's your dodge?
My dodge was 2.
Now it's 1?
Yeah, unless the car decided to get dodge as well.
No, I think your dodge makes sense for this.
Okay.
Because you are the one driving.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to use 1 dodge if you choose to, and then the car's going to take 2 damage.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay. As one of the tires is shot out. Yeah, it would have been a clean shot that got 2 tires, but Vellum was able to swerve, and it got caught in, like, the middle of the tire. All right. I'm going to flip for all these motorcycles dealing with a ton of shit, and they're going to have a hard time doing it because there's 2 obstacles in front of them now.
Good.
Okay, so they got 2 successes. So the way I'm doing that is... that one of the motorcycles, the tires, like, totally pop. And so now 2 of the Bramble Guard are on 1 motorcycle. Which could have, you know, some inconveniences. The two that don't have the gun.
Mm-hmm.
One, like, hops into the other person's bike. And because of the water, I'm going to actually have them flip again just to see if they can even, like, catch up to you people.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
2. And that's 2 successes, so I'm going to say... they just are, like, now even with the bed of the truck, and that's where their turn is going to end.
Even as in sword distance?
Yeah.
All right, I'd like to take my turn, please.
Okay.
I would like to
fuck 'em up.
Take a swipe. Yeah, at the driver of the closest one.
Wonderful. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say there's 1 motorcycle on either side of you right now, 1 with Thorn and 1 with a Bramble Guard person. With 2 Bramble Guard people.
For the sake of politics, I'm going to take a swipe at the Bramble Guard first.
Might be wise. Alrighty.
You know, like, I was wondering, if we kill her, then does that mean the others will stop, or...
That's a good question.
We're not going to go directly to Governor aside.
you know, that's probably wise.
She would think of it as regicide personally.
Okay. Of course she would. That's fair. Yeah, queen of my heart. Evil queen of my heart. Jordan, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have an ultimate called I'll Cover You.
Uh-huh.
Which is, if you have at least a practice in firearms and sneaking, whenever you get three or more successes to firearms or sneaking in combat, you may give an ally to dodge.
Mm-hmm.
Even though this is melee, this feels like it's the spirit of I'll Cover You.
I think in this situation, I totally agree.
Okay.
Cool.
Who knows if I'll get successes, but is that brawn melee?
Yep.
All right. Brawn is 3. Melee is 3. So that's 6. I'm healthy is 7. And I unfortunately don't know these guys' names, so I will not take sleuthing. 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. I have a fair amount of drives. I'm going to do 1 drive, 2 drive. Okay. 3 successes. 2 aces and a queen, not hearts.
Wonderful.
Nice.
And no jokers, importantly, no jokers.
So the I'll Cover You kicks in?
Oh, shit, yeah. Nice. Totally forgot. So, Velum, give yourself 2 dodge.
Yay.
Yourself in the truck, I guess.
Uh-huh. The truck and I are one.
Yes. You're communing.
Now that you're close to them, you can see that the one driving this motorcycle has a whip at their hip.
Mm-hmm.
That rhymed. And that's the one you attacked.
Okay. And I, for like narrative sake, I'm trying to like knock them off balance, like get them to topple, basically. I'm not trying to decapitate anyone.
Okay. I'll let you know that they have a feature called Hardened, where they take one less damage. So it took 2 damage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm delineating them by weapon, so you know which one's which. So that was whip. Gun is in Thorne's car, and then Hammer is like one with like a big ass hammer on his back is like holding on to the waist of the other one, I guess, like they're romantically riding a motorcycle.
Sure. Does that, I guess I'm not sure how damage works here, because like what I want is for them to become unbalanced by having to either swerve around or take the weight of like the flat of the blade.
I see.
Right. Like, I don't care if they're hurt or not. I want them to crash or fall over or like veer.
Or have to stop and.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because otherwise they'd run into a building or to someone else.
So I don't know if that's like a contested flip. Like if that would be.
Yeah,
like
that makes sense. So you don't even want to deal damage. You want to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I meant. That's what I meant to convey when I said it was non-lethal. Like I want them to fall over.
That makes sense. Okay. So we'll just do it contested then. So you got 3 successes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they got 2?
They haven't flipped yet for this.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, right. Yeah.
2, 3. Oh, no. The bottom of my deck had 2 successes and a queen of hearts.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So I think for that, I mean, that beat you by 2.
I'm willing to fall out of the truck on this.
No.
Yeah.
I don't... Well, here's what's going to happen. You're either going to fall out of the truck or you're going to have to let go of your mom's sword.
Yeah, no, I'm falling out of the fucking truck. There's no,
God damn it.
I knew which one you were going to pick.
Felspar, I swear.
So, yeah, your sword gets like stuck in the side of the building behind you. It like stabs into a window as you get knocked off balance.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to like hang onto it and get pulled off the truck in the process.
Yep, that's fine. Gonna try to swing into one of the motorcycle guys with the momentum.
Oh my Ooh. God. Okay, this is just ongoing turn, I think. So
Spar, I hope you learn how to ride a motorcycle real quick.
Brawn athletics.
Okay.
Okay, but I think realistically this is gonna be Thorn's motorcycle because you got knocked away from this person. And on the other side of the truck was Thorn. So I think that the person you would be swinging onto would be Thorn.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, we can jam. Brawn is 3. Athletics is 2. So that's 5. Healthy is 6. This isn't targeted at her, so I will still not take sleuthing.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm holding 1 success. I kind of want to burn more drive.
Please do.
Okay, 1 drive, 2 drive, I'm going to hold on to my last point of drive in case of emergencies. So that's one success.
Okay, for one success, you don't do anything super cool, but you do mitigate the damage of falling.
Cool, I'll take
it. So you don't take any damage. You actually land pretty gracefully on the ground, but the truck is zooming away from you, and so the motorcycles.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to hoof it towards the boathouse.
Okay. It's Thorn's turn.
You see Vellum see movement like in the rearview mirror and go, fuck, what did he do?
From Vellum's perspective, Spar just stood up and leapt out the back of the truck. I was just like, see ya.
Belladonna has a big old spear. She's going to try to, she's on the right side, which is not obviously where Vellum is.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to try to stab through the window and miss Brunhilde and hit Vellum is basically her goal here. Okay, wait, was that what? That was three successes. So three dodgeable damage coming your way as a spear crashes through the window of this truck.
And I just gave you two dodge.
Yep, I'll use that. Thank you, Felspar, for the two dodge. Thank you, Essay.
Take one damage as the spear like nicks your arm, but otherwise you're able to pull your body back, so it mostly gets air and does not impale you.
Fucking hell.
It's your call, but do you want to nominate Hildy this turn to like have her grab the spear or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, she'll go right now. Hildy's gonna do just that. Oh, that's fun. So, I mean, Hildy's a strong lady, and she's able to hold the spear in place. And so Thorn has to make the same choice that Spar just did.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think for a second. How unhinged is Thorn? You know what? I think she hangs onto the spear. So her motorcycle gets kind of left behind. And
bad news for her friend in the sidecar.
Yeah, he's just chilling now. And she is now basically hanging off the side of the truck, like via spear.
Vellum turns around like, what the fuck?
And it's Vellum's turn.
All right.
Evasive maneuvers?
Yeah, I was gonna say Vellum's gonna try to swerve hard enough for her to be flung off of the spear, you know, make it difficult right. for her to hold on.
So you're gonna do brawn driving versus her brawn athletics.
Oh, this is probably not gonna go great. We'll see. Body and mind will not kick in. So I've got two for brawn, one for driving, one for healthy.
You want to beat two successes.
Okay. I'm going to drive because that's none. Okay. I spent four drive and I got two successes. So it's even.
Nice. Okay. For even, I think you dislodge her from the car. Brunhilde kind of lets go at the right time. And she's free, but she still has her spear. But she doesn't have a motorcycle. So, I mean, that's pretty good still.
Yeah, that sounds great. She doesn't mm-hmm. have a motorcycle, does have her spear, is not on our car.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
All right. It's Spar or an NPC's turn.
I'm just running towards the boathouse.
Okay. I guess brawn athletics to see how fast you hoof it, or agility athletics, whichever one you prefer.
They're both the same for me, so that's going to be 3 and 2 is 5, and 1 is 6.
Okay.
That's a crit and an ace for 4 total successes.
Nice.
Wow. That's pretty good. Okay, so you're going to get there pretty quickly. You pass gun guy on the way mm-hmm. over.
You could take that motorcycle.
I did think about it, and I also thought about fighting Gun Guy, but if it were Sparnish Bala, Spar's approach to this would be very different than Spar and like his family and everyone he loves in a truck. And so this was a conscious choice. I did think about like, if it were just him and Ishbala fucking around on a mission, then like, yeah, he's fucking kicking the gun guy in the head and learning to ride a motorcycle real fast, trying to remember everything Ishbala ever said about V6s.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
But no, in this case, it's just a straight flat out sprint.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense.
But four is good. So you're going pretty fucking fast. We're all remembering why Spar is a field agent as he fucking books it.
I don't know what sort of distance we're talking, but if it would make sense, he could also like run to the truck and like grab an arm and like hook himself back up.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm basically imagining three total rounds of combat before we get to the boathouse.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the second round.
Okay.
I like that.
Spar sort of sprints, gets an arm up, and then hops up onto the like back running board.
All right.
Of the pickup.
What NPC is... Oh, wait, Brunhilde already went. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gun guy has one more chance to do anything useful since he's no longer in motion.
Did he... Because I don't fully know how this would work, but since Governor Thorne was no longer controlling the motorcycle, did it get a little bit out of control in terms of balance or velocity?
I don't think so, because she also wouldn't be giving it gas anymore either.
Right. It's got a sidecar, so it's more balanced than just a regular motorcycle.
Exactly. So okay. No, unfortunately, I think that he's pretty okay.
Okay.
But he is going to do one last gun at you all. Well, at the car specifically.
But he's not as close now.
Nope. So he has one success going at the truck.
Okay.
And Valmed out of dodge, so yeah.
Yep.
One damage. Alrighty. There's a guy with a big hammer on the back of the motorcycle, and I think that he is going to try to just, like, smash the hood of the car and try to make it stop working.
Rude.
One, two...
Did he joker?
He double jokered.
Oh my god. No.
Okay, hold on. That's really
funny. Is he the one that's riding behind someone?
No, he's... Oh, yes. Oh my gosh.
So maybe the person he's riding behind that was driving, like, hydroplaned a little bit with all the water. And then maybe he went to swing and missed.
I think for double joker, he doesn't swing and just miss. He flies off the motorcycle.
Oh, shit.
And, like, somersaults over the hood of your car and lands on his ass in the street.
Ow.
He's going to take some damage. I mean, remember what happened to Caitlin Silverleaf for two jokers. Like, two jokers are pretty serious. Alrighty.
Throw this man through a building. New house rule, two jokers equals being thrown through a building.
Two jokers equals defenestration.
Or fenestration, because, you know, right. If you're not in the building, we'll throw you into it.
You either get defenestrated or you Kool-Aid man. Those are your options. All right.
Yeah, the two genders.
Okay, and whip guy is going to try to use his whip to just pull Vellum out of the vehicle through the hole that Thorne made. No, he's on the wrong side for that.
I feel like he can't be in good shape after the person who... Like, how motorcycles work is balance.
Right.
And so if somebody flings themselves off the back, I don't think you're staying upright.
Ooh, that's a good point. Okay.
Was whip guy with hammer guy?
Yeah. Okay, here's what's happening. He's pulling in front of the truck and then jumping off his bike because he's losing control. So he's just trying to make you guys, like, crash into his motorcycle as he dismounts.
Cool and great.
One. That's three successes.
Should I flip something to counter?
I don't think so. I think this would be a dodge situation. Like, this is his attack. It's just a wild attack. So I think the truck is hitting this motorcycle.
Welp.
And it starts smoking out the front pretty quickly. And it's clear that, like, I mean, It's already missing a wheel. This truck does not have much in it at this point.
This is now two family vehicles Vellum has been the cause of destruction of.
For the hey, now.
Oh, it's a bold assumption that this is a family vehicle and not something that Tatiana stole.
I know Hildy has a truck, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But she said that these things got faster than last time she drove one, meaning that this could not be hers.
Okay.
Also, they took the boat to Cindershore. I don't imagine they would get the truck on the boat.
Yeah, no.
Why not? Hey, Hildy wants a truck. That truck's getting up here.
You're right.
Yeah, but since it was like a day trip for them, I didn't think that they would.
Okay, so truck is, I mean, it hit zero HP. Truck is functionally no longer in the situation. So, took it down.
Oh.
So now, it had three and it went to zero. So, it starts smoking, it starts to chug, and then it stops entirely. There's now, functionally, no more truck, no more motorcycles.
Everybody out.
I know, this is a fun one. I've been excited for this. We haven't got to have like some raucous Three of Hearts combat in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess we did have a slapstick fight with fucking Veracity recently. All right. I'm gonna drink some water real quick. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. What?
This feels like I'm cheating, but I'm not. I just lifted up my arm, and there's, like, a Queen of Hearts that is, like, sweat stuck to my elbow.
Oh. What does that mean?
It means this water was really refreshing. I got a crit. All right.
Crit on hydration.
That's gotta stay in. So, anyway, welcome to the mid-show, everybody. My name is Jordan Quiverins. I'm the GM and host and wingman of this podcast, which I hope you're enjoying so far. My pronouns are they, them. For some reason, you can still find me on Twitter at Jordan Quiverins. And my character fact today is for Tatiana. And that fact is that the reason that she once blindfolded drove a car with Spar in it was not maybe as sexual as it sounds.
It had to be a bet, right?
Yeah, it was 100% a bet. The bet was about doing something blindfolded. What was it? The bet was about playing darts blindfolded, and she did it successfully, and Spar had to buy her this expensive shoes she really wanted if she won, and she just, like, pulled Spar right into the car and started going with the blindfold still on, because she was so excited about her victory.
Incredible.
Yep. Yeah, that sounds like Tati.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It went about as well as you would expect. I think that our original pitch for Tati was that she was like a regular, like a semi-regular zoologist who just had a gambling problem and slowly devolved into like a various line of crime. But I think over the course of time, it has become more that like, no, Tati was just always like off the rails. Maybe not a criminal all the whole time, but always off the rails.
I feel like we started with criminal who's off the rails and then zoologist was a surprise to me.
Maybe, so, yeah. All right. It's who else is on this show?
I'm on this show.
Good job.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Essay. I use she, her pronouns. I play Merim Felspar, who uses he, him pronouns. You can, I guess, because it's the year of our Lord 2012, find me on Tumblr at Citrus and Salt. That'll be linked in the show description. Mm-hmm. And the show is on Tumblr, which is to say I have officially started manning the Three of Hearts cast handle on Tumblr.
Thank you so much, Essay.
Yeah, of course.
Which is at Three Hearts Cast, correct?
Yep. Yep, we are Three Hearts Cast everywhere on the internet that we are.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
Fun fact for Spar. I'm thinking, so Ela, if you want to go, we can circle back to me.
Okay. If it helps at all, my agent fact is about college age, Vellum.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. This is Ela Alexi. You can find me on Twitter, and I just got back on Tumblr. I haven't posted anything yet, but I'll try to get back into what that life is like. You can find me on Twitter and Tumblr, Instagram, wherever, at Ela Alexi. Mm-hmm. I play Agent Cowlin Vellum. He and I both use they and he pronouns. And for my Agent Vellum fact for today, when Cowlin was in college, he had a bad boy era. That's when he started getting his tattoos and he had a motorcycle. He started smoking. You know, he started doing all the punk things that he could.
He was a greaser.
Yeah, he was. He still has that motorcycle. He just doesn't drive it much.
Nice, good.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on. He was a greaser. Mm-hmm. This is the fantasy 50s now, but that was 20 years ago. So was Vellum maybe the first greaser?
I personally am willing to extend the 50s, like, through the length, like, probably not 100 years ago, but...
maybe, like, 50 or so.
Yeah, like, end of the war to present day.
Okay, I so think 20 years. Okay. Sort
of ambiguously 40s-ish, 50s-ish is how I've been thinking of it.
Yeah, so I still think it's possible that Vellum was the first greaser.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Excellent.
My agent fact is that the first time Spar was arrested, it actually was a mistake, which is not usually how it goes when somebody says, no, you've got the wrong guy.
Mm-hmm. Is there any more to the story?
You'll have to unlock his secret backstory.
Okay, you gotta play your personal quest first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. I look forward to the Three of Hearts dating sim that we make in like mm-hmm. 2 years.
That's just the show. Ela, that's just the show.
Yes. But I do think if you adapted Three of Hearts into a video game, it would have to be a dating sim.
It would have to be.
Because we do way more talking than fighting. It could be a dating sim with like mini games, kind of like Night of the Woods has. Mm-hmm. And that's like the occasional action scene. But like for the most part, it's definitely going around town flirting with people.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what mm-hmm. you're talking about. Spar's living in a first person shooter.
Or a first person sorter, as is often as, the like, case.
Case may be, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, let's get back to the episode. Spar's turn. Vellum has just said everybody out as the car grinds to a halt. Mm-hmm. And, well, I don't know if it grinds to a halt, but it does come to one. And, yeah.
Kind of limps to a halt.
Yeah. Various Brambleguard people are collecting themselves. I'm going to say, like, Hammer Guy and Gun Guy have kind of given up at this point, but Thorn Person and Whip Person still look like on the hostile side.
I think Spar is just going to try to get every... Yeah?
I don't know why I said it was Spar's turn, because it's actually Governor... That was the end of the enemy's turn.
Okay.
And the next person left actually Governor Thorn. It was the end of the Bramble Guard's turn.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah.
Sorry. She's gonna fucking hurl a spear at Spar.
Fuck.
Go for it.
You still got dodge, right, Spar?
Yeah, I haven't used any.
Good.
Okay. Only one damage coming your way, so you're probably going to dodge it.
I will.
Alrighty, what does that look like?
I think Spar literally ducks. Because he was standing on the back running board, so he would have made like a very obvious target because he mm-hmm. would have been the tallest.
Yeah.
And so I think he is like turning to help start handing people down to the ground.
Gotcha.
And like sees her and just like drops to a crouch.
love it. All right, spear is now embedded in Druk. Now it's Vellum and Spar's turn.
All right.
I'm going to say this round, I know what the NPC action is, but I specifically want it to happen after your two turns.
Vellum will get out of the truck and I guess also try to help the others out if he can.
Yeah, Spar's going to carry Lunavella.
Okay. She's going to say she's getting out of the truck. She's like, you know, I was sort of regretting leaving Clovenheart, but this has been thrilling. I'm having a lot of fun.
I'm glad you're enjoying it, Auntie Luna.
Mm-hmm.
How bad is Josepha? Can Hildy or Tati help Josepha?
Yeah, Josepha's not that wounded. Okay. She was more upset than anything. She's pretty hardy. Yeah, no one else I think specifically needs assistance. So do you guys do anything about Thorn, or are you just going towards the boathouse? What's the situation?
Vellum doesn't have any weapons other than his cane sword, and I don't mm-hmm. know. I think the first plan is to just try to outpace her. If it comes to it, he'll pull out his sword, but we'll try to get away first.
Alrighty.
And I'm sticking with the same thing as last turn. It's his family, so he's just trying to get everybody away first.
Cool. I want to make anyone flip for that. You guys are able to make, like, start heading towards the boathouse.
Okay.
And I'm going to flip for something else. Okay, there's that Queen of Hearts shuffled back into my deck. So, the water that was leaked from the fire hydrant behind you all starts to move and like take on shape as a hand of water extends and reaches Governor Thorn and then turns into ice around her.
Oh.
Is Merafina in the, so to speak, house?
It's actually not Merafina.
Hmm.
Emerging from a side street on the back of a moped driven by Jakob is Gray Harrington holding the TM radio.
Hey!
Well, that's... I did not see that one coming.
I didn't either. All right, cool.
Gray looks pissed.
Good.
And Gray gets off the moped and begins... like walking, radio held over their head, and says, Belladonna, we had a deal that Vellum was not to be harmed. Thorn says, yes, well, that was before he decided to become a fugitive. Whatever Gray says next is like whispered and angry. Oh, sorry, I actually want to say before he got off the moped, he handed off the radio to Jakob. And so, yeah, Gray and Thorn are just, like, talking. You can't quite hear them. And Jakob is, like, driving up to you guys.
Can I flip to see if Vellum can read lips?
Ooh. That's awesome. Yeah. Intelligence. I don't know. Intelligence what?
Intelligence investigation?
What, biology?
I'll take investigation or biology. I think those both are like the two I was thinking about.
Okay, biology is great.
Okay.
Intelligence is 4. Biology is 4. We're back on body and mind, so that's 2. We got 1 for eclectic.
Is that 11 flips for lip reading?
I believe so.
Are you still healthy?
Did I not say healthy?
You didn't say healthy, so that's actually 12 flips.
Okay, we got...
Holy moly.
Again, 4 for int. 4 for biology. 2 for body and mind. 1 for eclectic. 1 for healthy. All right, let's see what we got, boys. We have... Ace of spades. Jack of clubs. Ace of clubs. Jack of hearts, Jack of diamonds, Queen of hearts, and a joker.
Holy shit.
Uh-huh. I lost count, but I think that's like not 9 successes.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 3 for the crit.
6, 7, 8. Okay, so 8 successes.
Spaceships have been cut in half.
For less.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But you also got a joker?
I also got a joker, unless we want to ante.
What do you think, Hila?
I don't know how long we're planning on recording. This is my second joker.
We're going to last like 20 minutes or so.
I go for it. Ante it.
All right, cool.
All right.
So unqualified 8 successes.
Yep.
Vellum can hear their thoughts.
The only problem with this is that Gray is actually facing away and Belladonna is facing towards you. Although I have an amazing idea if you're willing to go with it.
Yeah.
So could Vellum have some kind of suits gadgetry like handheld binoculars? I mean, all binoculars are handheld.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So if you use that to do it, you can actually see in the reflection of the ice, you can see Gray's face.
I love it.
And so you're able to read both their lips.
Excellent. Give me the goss.
Yeah, I will.
Spill the tea.
I need to think for 1 second. Hold on. Exactly what the tea is.
While Jordan is thinking, Spar is trying to hustle everybody to get to the boathouse. And once he is no longer carrying an aunt, is trying to put himself between Vellum, Tati on one side, like Vellum and Tati together, and then him and then Gray, which has got to be not very successful given that Vellum is trying to actively read Gray's lips.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But I'm sure Spar is also occupied running back and forth a couple few times to get everybody where they need to be.
That's mm-hmm, funny. Mm-hmm. So Gray says this is not what we planned. And Belladonna says, you're not the only one going against our plans. I've heard you're working with Diamond.
Fuck.
And Gray says, I can't believe you got Jack involved.
Oh, shit.
Belladonna says, well, I couldn't trust you anymore after the Diamond thing. I'm going to find Providence. I don't need your help anymore.
Oh, no.
And Gray says, you need to be sensible. We need to work together if we're going to make this happen. Belladonna says, well, she says, well, let me go before I catch hypothermia and we can talk about this more. Gray is going to turn back to you all and say, what are you doing? I'm giving you an out. You need to leave.
I mean, Spar is outing.
But Vellum is not.
Directed at Vellum. Yeah.
Yeah. Please, Callan, I know this is a lot, but you have to go.
Uncle, take care of yourself.
I will.
Vellum will turn around and hurry as fast as he can.
He says, I love you, Callan. Be safe as you go.
Okay.
All right. Oof. You all make it to the boathouse because you're effectively not being chased anymore. Because Jordan just loves to add more NPCs to scenes. It's a habit. It's a hobby of mine. When you get there. Oh, by the way, was Destiny just in the car with you, Vellum?
That's what I was wondering. I almost asked earlier if Destiny had flown back to Marafina or if Destiny was with us.
See, yeah, I also thought about that. And I think it would have made the most sense for Destiny to fly back to Marafina when the chaos started.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so when you get to the boathouse, you see Marafina, which to Spar is probably like seeing a teacher outside of school. Like, what is she not doing in a hut in the woods? Like, this is unprecedented.
So given that, like, I don't know, 6 hours ago or something, Spar just lost his mortality. And yeah. Marafina was leveling biomancy threats at him. His first thought for like a half second is, oh shit, she's going to kill me. she's going to look at me and stop my fucking heart. And like when she doesn't, obviously, I hope, when she doesn't attempt to kill him on first sight, like he's okay, he gets over it. Yeah. But just like all the dots connect because deep Spar lore for the listeners, right? His biomancy was to cure the sickness when he was very, very young. That's related to the scar that just reblossomed on his chest. Mm-hmm. So, like, the dots are right there for him.
Right, right. That's so funny.
But he's the only one having a Spar-sized existential crisis.
if it helps at all, she's holding a cane, like a walking stick, and standing on the walking stick is Sorrel. So maybe that helps ease some of the tension of the scene.
I think that Spar's panic brain would easily go to like, oh yes, Merafina is teaching Sorrel death magic. Like,
oh my god.
This makes as much sense as anything else has today, sure.
Sorrel, like, puts her hands to her chest and, like, sighs a breath of relief to see the rest of the Felspar family, minus Joaquin, here and doing well. Well, not doing well, but they're here.
Mm-hmm.
Vellum will look and make sure everyone is healthy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Luna Vellum didn't start healthy, but otherwise, yeah, no one's, like, injured.
Okay, because he... Do we still have a med kit with us? Do we have any of our other belongings?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I'm gonna address that shortly.
Okay.
Merafina says, well, I'm glad you all made it successfully.
Me too.
And Destiny goes up to you and goes, meow, and rubs her head against your leg, Vellum.
Vellum will pick Destiny up and give her all the scritches and cuddles and snuggles.
Josepha kind of like lands in a heap, or like sits against the wall in like a heap. Anya goes to her. Sorrel's going to fly over to Spar. Be like, are you okay?
Spar like physically checks himself. And then looks at Sorrel and says, surprisingly, yes.
She gives you like a hug on the cheek.
Oh.
And it's just like, Merafina said if she had a piece of my hair, she could find you, which is creepy, but ended up being true.
Yeah, that... that's... I'm doing a thing where it's, like, kind of nodding and kind of shaking my head, but at the same time. And that's what Spar is also doing.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Spar kind of makes a confused head nod and is like, well, we're family.
Aww.
Yeah, you're right. And she kisses him on the cheek at that. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I am sort of on the run, just so we're clear. Most of us here are actually. Tati broke us out of jail. So, just physically, mostly fine.
Yeah, Merafina said they're actually here to help you with that.
Great. Love when Merafina helps.
Merafina says, I would like to say to you, Spar.
Spar snaps to attention like he's been spooked.
I didn't get the chance to say that I was wrong to threaten you. You have proven yourself a responsible and merciful sort. And your time in Clovenheart. And I should also let you know that I was bluffing. I had a beaded necklace in which each bead was infused with one use of biomancy. I used my last bead to heal Kurt Whittlesby. I have no hold over you.
Vellum slumps a little bit and internally is just going, oh, thank fuck.
So, Spar whistles and jerks his head at Vellum and says, so suicide pact is off.
Yeah, yeah. He comes over and puts his hand on Spar's shoulder. You okay?
Yeah, you're bleeding. Do you want me to let me take care of that?
Sure.
And before we go to like tender wound healing, Spar does turn back to Merafina and say thank you for helping Kurt. Thank you.
Of course. Okay. Do you want to do some tender wound healing?
Yeah, let's get into some hurt comfort. We've had the hurt.
Now for the comfort.
Mm-hmm.
go ahead and flip. I don't know. Wait, biology for some wound dressing.
Sure. Can I take an extra for Velen being there to like
to guide?
Help. Yeah, he's conscious and everything.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So wit is 4, biology's 2. So that's 6. Healthy makes 7, and Velen makes 8.
Okay. That's a lot.
That's a crit and a joker.
That's really funny.
So you bandaged him up real well, but
could you have administered some like particularly strong pain meds that make Velen a little high?
Oh yeah, that's good.
All right.
I was gonna go with the old trips and falls, and either hurts himself or like lands on Velen.
Ooh, I like that.
I think loopy pain med, the return of loopy pain meds Velen is it's a callback. That good old cherry coke.
Of cherry coke Velen.
Uh-huh.
This could be a problem if it keeps happening, though.
You could say that about anything that Velen has done in the past, like, 5 days in-game.
True. Okay, so Velen's got the good meds again, and he just kind of melts a little bit against Felspar. It's just like, I ever tell you? You have really pretty eyes. And like reaches out and pokes Spar's cheek.
Spar lets him. He holds Velen a little bit upright, but otherwise like tries to make himself into a comfortable cushion and says, no, Agent Velen, I don't think you have ever commented on my eyes, but I'm glad you like them.
Will smile and then pout a little bit and say, you've never said my name.
I say your name all the time.
Not Velen.
What would you like me to call you?
Velen blushes a little bit. Whatever you want, but...
No, that's not what I asked. What would you like me to call you?
It's... Cowlin.
Cowlin.
Velen smiles.
Spar smiles back at him.
No.
And kisses him on the forehead.
No.
Says, okay, Cowlin. Well, check in about the name thing again when you're cogent.
Good plan. And he leans and puts his head on Spar's shoulder. And I think he starts to nod off a little bit. The adrenaline is worn off.
Yeah, Spar pets his hair.
Aw. And then sneezes because Destiny's there.
Yeah.
Aw. After a few minutes of, like, you guys getting to be cute, I think Mirafina would do it. Mirafina would say to both of you, but Velen's, like, half-conscious. Mm-hmm. And would say, I have an inkling. An inkling, a premonition, a vision, a certainty that the safety of Clovenheart currently lies in Stoneloft. And so I am going to Stoneloft. I also know that you have business in Stoneloft. So I thought I could accompany you.
Yes, of course.
And they gesture to everyone. And they say, some of these folks need to return to Clovenheart. We have to head south anyway to get to where we're going, so I figured we'll stop in Clovenheart.
Good plan. Velen gives a thumbs up.
Mirafina has some little boats set up that are being pulled along the river by mulchers.
Oh.
And there are 3 of them, and they're like covered wagons.
Remind the audience what a mulcher is.
Yeah, a mulcher is a giant feral mole creature with Spar and Velen tangled with back in like episode 7 or 8 of the show.
Mostly Spar did the tangling made Velen go elsewhere to get help so that he would not become tangled. But yes,
So the covered wagons that are being pulled along the water by the mulchers. Before I get to my last little thing here, just an order of business, Brunhilde approaches Spar, says, hey, Mary, your cat friend, gestures to Jakob.
It's good that she clarified because Spar looks at Destiny.
She says, he says he's a reporter from Vasa Natura investigating a missing person case that he thinks Clovenheart is involved in. Do you trust this guy? Like, can I say he can he come to Clovenheart?
Out of character, Spar and Jakob have known each other for like a while.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Would you want me to flip for anything?
I like that. Yeah, just give me like a charm empathy to see like what the vibe you have of Jakob over the years.
Okay. So charm is 2, empathy is 4, so that's 6. Can I take sleuthing for that?
Yeah, for sure.
It's for all investigation and combat flips when I know someone's name. Okay.
Yep.
So 2, 4, 6, 7, and healthy makes 8.
Alrighty.
5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4 successes.
Wow. Yeah, for 4 successes, you've definitely gotten like a positive impression of Jakob's like trustworthiness, I think. He's definitely like, you know, he likes to have fun. He's rowdy. But when it comes to his work, he's like pretty serious.
Okay.
Like Jakob's like kind of a himbo, except for when it comes to investigative journalism, in which he's very intelligent and serious.
So he and Spar.
Yes.
Same hat.
Yep.
I think Spar trusts Jakob implicitly, like with himself, but has to stop and think for a second when it's Clovenheart, because that trust can't be revoked.
Right.
And that's many more people and people who are more vulnerable than himself. And so, yes, that's I think the reasoning behind the flip, because if it was just like, hey, do you trust this guy? I want to leave my kitten with him. Spar'd be like, yeah, I fucking love Jakob. Give him 2 kittens. But in these unprecedented times, do you trust this person to be let into Clovenheart and to run around and like investigate inside? I think is a very heavy question.
Yeah, for sure.
So Spar says, yes, we've known each other for a while. He's good.
She nods. She's like, well, I trust you. So if you trust him, then yeah, he's welcome.
And I mean, Spar shrugs a little. He's altered. I feel bad keeping him out of Clovenheart unless there's a really good reason.
Yeah, of course. I don't mean to pull you away from your friend, but, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to have you before you have to go off again. Can we have, like, a Felspar family boat on the way down?
Yeah, sure, of course. And Spar looks at Vellum as he's saying this, but the boat ride down is like an hour, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, he doesn't actually trust Vellum to be alone for an hour. But at Brunhilde's request, he will leave Vellum alone for an hour.
Okay, yeah. And he won't be like alone, like each Bala can ride with Vellum.
For purposes of Vellum, if Spar it does not have eyes on him, he is considered alone.
Uh-huh. That's fair.
Okay. Yep.
So Vellum is half consciously brought onto a wagon, and Brunhilde says, I told you that I wanted to talk to you, spend some time together on your mom's birthday, which is tomorrow. I understand if that's not feasible, if you have to get going. But Lunavella also said that, you know, there's a conversation that you're owed, and she's right. And it's all the same reason I wanted you here. Both of you. And she looks at Sorrel as well.
Okay.
Says, I was never supposed to tell you, but it's kind of, I told her it was inevitable, and here we are. It's inevitable. I think it's finally time to sit down and have the talk about how your mama was the avatar of Thaumaterra.
Yeah, I think that now's a good time for that. Three of
parts is S.A. Monik Tola as Agent Felspar and our primary editor, Ila Alexi as Agent Vellum and our artist, and Jordan Quiverns as our host. We play a game called Space Kings, created by Kevin Cole and Super Tri Studios. You can purchase the game at spacekings.space. Our intro music is Dogtective. Our mid-tro theme is At Last, a Piano. And our outro is Ghost plus Guest. All of these tracks are by Louis Zong, and they can be found at louiszong.bandcamp.com. We also have a Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/threeheartscast, all spelled out, that is T-H-R-E-E, heartscast. Support us for any price you can afford and receive access to all perks, including gag reels and to the opportunity to have an NPC named after you, as well as bonus episodes and written stories set in the world of our podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
While Vellum is talking to Ishbala, like, you know, maybe this is like sleepy, slightly drunk Vellum, mm-hmm. more so than high on cherry cola.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Vellum is just kind of muttering and wondering if Ishbala thinks that Spar likes Vellum. Like,
oh,
he's,
my God.
Like he's a middle schooler with a crush.
To be clear, Spar fully tucked Vellum in to this boat and, like, kissed him on the forehead mm-hmm. and told Ishbala to watch him.
Aww. But Ishbala is pretty ride or die with Spar and doesn't want to out him. So she says, you know, I'm not sure you're going to have to ask him yourself.
Vellum nods very seriously.